The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new study has found that Ireland has the lowest spend on defence as a proportion of its economic wealth out of 38 European countries. And this is despite the fact that overall defence budget has reached a record 1.3 billion euro last year. Now, the announcement comes as the EU plans to boost military expenditure across member states amid concerns of the US pulling back from assisting Ukraine. I'm joined by Declan Power, security and defence analyst. Declan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
It's no surprise, I suppose, that we're one of the laggards when it comes to defence spending, because they'll say, after all, we are neutral. Nobody wants to fight with us.
Yes. Well, I don't think anybody does want to fight with us particularly. The term neutrality is an interesting one, because even with that, our government are certainly have been raising the bar on our defence spending. But it's still minuscule compared to other states. But then it's according to need. And I think oftentimes in this issue, Pat, we have the wrong debate. We end up having a debate whether you're pro or anti these matters as if we were a big power. We're not. But what we do need to be cognizant of is that we are plugged into a big power, which is the European Union. Perhaps it's an emerging power, and we cannot ignore our defence needs in order to not affect negatively the defence and security of our partner nations.
OK, now we'll talk about what our needs are in a moment, but just looking at some of the numbers, our spending equates to 0.24% of GDP. That's a quarter of 1% of GDP. Malta, Sunny Island, 1.5 times what we spend. Austria, 4 times what we spend. Switzerland, 2.5 times what we spend. We are the lowest, and we're a laggard by quite a distance.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you put your finger on it there when you point to Malta. You know, the difference between us and the countries you mentioned, including Switzerland, which is titularly a neutral country as well, they don't have the maritime responsibilities that we do. The sheer scale and breadth of maritime area that we're required to be able to patrol and to know what's going on in, not to mention what maybe goes on underneath the sea. So there's one particular area where we do need to up our spending, and your listeners will no doubt be aware that we've been putting vessels to sea that their armaments haven't been operable due to a lack of trained technicians. And the same then, there's another issue to do with air. I'm not suggesting with regards to air that we go out purchasing fighter jets. I mean, there's a whole other scale of cost and growing the strategic capacity to use that. But what we do need, and we are in the process, though it's taking us a while to get there, is getting a primary radar system, a military-grade radar system.
Now, we have decided, I think, last year and that investment would be made.
Yes. To be fair to the government and to the Department of Defence, they are working away on what's known as Level of Ambition 2, which is what was one of the recommendations that came from the recent Defence Force Commission back in 2022. And you know, we're moving ahead with these matters. But I think also people maybe oftentimes you get these statements, well, sure, who do we need to protect ourselves from and things of that nature. Or the other type of statement that gets made, why are we doing this? It could be an excuse to put us directly in harm's way. The reality is, if we're in harm's way, it's because we are plugged into the international system. We're members of the European Union. We trade. We supply. If we wanted to be the kind of neutrals that some people, some commentators and political thinkers in Ireland think we should be, we shouldn't be doing any of the other stuff, because defence spending is about giving us the capacity to protect the area that we're responsible for and to protect the interests of our citizens. And also, I think the other area where defence spending may come to pass is not about our own meagre defence needs. It will be about not getting in the way of our European Union neighbours when they may need to up spending in the future to protect themselves. And spending may not take the form purely of bombs, bullets and tanks. It may be to do with a mixture of civilian and economic tools. Yeah. It may be to do with cyber assets. It may be to do with building a European-sized firewall, for example. I'm not a cyber expert, so forgive me if that sounds naive to some. But do you see what I'm saying? There are unforeseen defence needs that we don't see at the moment.
Now, we piggyback on other people's abilities in air defence, for example. We depend on, if anything were to happen, would the RAF have to scramble aircraft to help us out were there to be some sort of hostile aircraft in our airspace. I don't know who we depend on if Russian submarines are bent on disrupting undersea cables. We certainly can't defend them ourselves. How much acceptance or tolerance is there of our approach to all of this ourselves? Are there demands made on us by other parties to up our spending and to be more self-sufficient than dependent?
Okay, Pat, time for a bit of real politique and realistic speaking here, certainly based on my experiences, both operationally and at a policy level in terms of conversations I've had and things I've been exposed to down through the years. The reality is nobody in Europe is asking us to do ridiculous levels of spend or to turn ourselves into some sort of military power. They expect us to be able to be responsible for our own backyard, but they also expect us to be capable of receiving assistance just like we would if we needed air sea rescue assistance or the way we join in policing endeavours to deal with international crime groups like the Kinahans recently. And nobody's trying to force us into NATO or anything of that nature. But we are, by our own volition, in a number of subgroups, both within NATO and through PESCO within the European Union. We could leverage them more. The reality is, even if we upped our defence spending beyond level of ambition 3, which the Commission had recommended as an alternative, we still wouldn't be able to do the things you talk about on our own. Where we need to be quite realistic and agile and mobile is with regards to how we coordinate defence cooperation measures with partner nations. In some cases, the UK, when it comes to air and possibly undersea, and also the European Union. And a mixture of partnership arrangements which are being explored through the European Union between both military and private sector resources with regards to developing a capability to protect undersea resources and develop early warning systems and things of that nature. We can do that without having to compromise the current stance, the nature of our type of, shall we call it, non-aligned, formally aligned, that we don't have to sign up to any mutual defence pacts. But we do need to be more forward-thinking and active in our defence cooperation measures. And spending on its own without developing those will be a waste of time and would be delusional.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.